They don't want to know what we really think. All they want is praise and slavish devotion. We do the best we can, but sometimes it can be pretty embarrassing. But this time, the humming didn't develop into anything more serious, and I wasn't forced to choose between my pride and my job. At the mailbox, we turned right on the county road and drove east towards Slim Shack, where I would be imprisoned for the night. I stole a glance at Slim. Had he changed his mind about taking me to that ridiculous school? Had my new dog program softened his heart even a little bit? His face told me nothing. In other words, no. Unless something drastic happened between now and morning, he would haul me into town. Up to this point, I had managed to keep up my courage, but things were beginning to look hopeless, and a shiver of dread passed through my entire body. I had hoped that through displays of perfect behavior, I could talk Slim out of it, but that had flopped. Okay, maybe I'd been partly to blame. Viewed from a certain angle, you could say that my numerous attempts to escape might have been mistaken for, well, further proof that I had a problem with obedience, shall we say. And since that was the whole issue, obedience, you might even argue that I had managed to dig myself even deeper into the hole of something. Suspicion, I suppose. Yes, Slim had grown very suspicious of me, almost as though he didn't, well, trust me. That's why he had noosed me with the twine and forced me to ride in a closed cab with the windows rolled up, right? In other words, even though I had tried and tried to present myself as a new dog, a wiser, more mature dog, an obedient dog in every way, oh, brother, how do these things happen? I didn't know, but I was sure of one thing. The thought of going to that school scared the liver out of me. Are you shocked that a dog of my stature would be afraid? Sorry, I didn't want to admit it, and I put it off as long as I could. You know how I am about the kids. I want them to think of me as courageous and bold, not as a quivering little weenie like Drover, who's afraid of his own shadow. So, let's don't tell the little children that I had become a nervous wreck. Not only was I shivering all over, but I had started, well, chewing my foot. Why? I don't know, but that's what dogs do when we have an attack of nerves. Slim's gaze drifted over to me. What's wrong with you? How could he ask such a question? The cad. You ain't nervous about going to that school, are you? He was going to take me to a torture chamber tomorrow morning, so how was I supposed to feel? Of course I was nervous. Oh, quit worrying. It'll be fun. Oh, sure. You'll meet lots of new dogs. Right, and the dungeon keeper, who already hated my guts for snatching his wig. I could hardly wait. We had been poking along the road at about 10 miles an hour. Now he coasted over to the side of the road and stopped. Would it help if I sang you a song? I stared at him in disbelief. No! Well, I'll sing you a good one if you'll beg. Beg, oh brother. In fact, I'll sing it even if you don't beg. You'll love this, Pooch. See, what did I tell you? I heaved a weary sigh and prepared my ears for the worst.